This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with a cast of outstanding characters, including Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden, who has been entrusted in many ways saving my career over the past 22 years. At least if you listen to him, he'd tell you that if it weren't for him, I'd be out in the farm shoveling manure all the time.
I fail at this job all the time.
You might be in the ground if not for me, actually.
All right, so our job here is to take the stories from Talkers Magazine that they have over the course of the week. They have assessed by listening to a lot of talk radio stations, programs, hosts, that sort of thing. They have come up with the top 10 items, the stories of the week, and the people who are big. What did we decide? Last week we decided to start at the top and go through. I forget, Richie, were you here last week? I think you were here.
I was, and I was the one who pushed you to do that, because otherwise you never get to number one.
Once again, saving my career and saving me from myself. Yes, thank you. All right, so at number one, the Trump-Russia investigation. What more can be said? Mueller's been at this for a year, has nothing to show for it. It's a big can of dead worms, and so we go on paying for it. I think the latest toll I saw, the tab, is $160 million it's cost the American taxpayer.
Let me throw you a little bit of what more can be said about it.
Okay.
Have you heard about the possible, quote-unquote, mole, FBI mole that
yes.
Trump wants to, and the White House wants to release the name of?
No.
Okay, so the White House believes that this whole story was concocted by the FBI.
Which story?
The Russia
collusion story.
Oh, okay.
That there was never any collusion on the behalf of Trump. And, in fact, the FBI and the deep state Obama government, or just say deep state government, the people who didn't like Trump and didn't want them to win the election and then didn't want him to succeed as president once he did win the election, created this story. So to create the narrative, you have to have a cast of players. You have to have the setup. You have to have the verifier. And you have to have somebody come in and hand the information off to somebody in the Trump team to get them to buy it. So at a certain point, the FBI supposedly has paid a person to take the Steele dossier and get it to the Trump team so that the Trump team buys it.
This is kind of complicated.
It's very complicated.
It's super complicated, but you're doing a good job, Rich.
I'm trying. So the bottom line, and this is kind of, it's still a little bit conspiracy, but it's being reported now on CNN and the other major news things that the mole does in fact exist, and they want to go ahead and release the person's name.
The New York Times reported on that this week.
Right. I can give you that person's name.
Really? Good.
Ooh, and you
Victoria,
also...
Is it Victoria Keelan?
It is not Victoria Keelan. It is Jennifer Horn.
I'm very busy behind the scenes.
Yeah, who is it?
It's Stephen Halper. Now,
I know that name.
That's who it's being reported as. He used to do shows here years and years and years ago, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm thinking, do I know this guy?
You do.
He's married. Who is his wife?
That's right. I'm not going to mention her name.
Okay.
We're not going to go there. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I know.
But this guy is very connected with MI6. He's a professor at Cambridge University, political professor, very connected to MI6, the FBI, and worked under Nixon, Reagan.
Didn't his wife work with me?
So we're going to move along there.
Well, I want to know the wife's name now. You can't do this. Come on.
You can Google it. But
it sounds like what?
You're right.
She doesn't use the same
word. So, again, this is all speculative.
Yeah.
But I read a couple of a little bit kooky articles but it's getting more to the surface and more mainstream.
Well, keep in mind how everybody laughed a year ago when Trump said, somebody was tapping me, somebody was wiretapping
right?
me. Well, guess what? He may not be all wrong, and I think it's funny that it's actually having, this story's been tossed around in, you know, more conservative communities saying, oh, this is going on. But now mainstream media is having to report on this, and what really is the catalyst behind it is that the owner of Fusion GPS, which is the company that put together that dossier on Trump that was paid, what, over $500,000 by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, his name is Glenn Simpson. Glenn Simpson testified, and his testimony was just made public not so long ago, and in that, he actually implicated the FBI in saying that someone there had assured him that they had someone in the campaign kind of keeping tabs on what was going on. So
well,
you actually now have sworn testimony about this.
If you look it up, you can find copies of the checks written from the FBI to Stephen Halper for hundreds of thousands of dollars.
You've resisted the urge to jump in here, Victoria. Help yourself.
I'm just following along. I'm just listening.
She's taking notes.
I'm
with Victoria. You know, you think this is a little crazy, and you think, okay, right, the FBI
Anything's
really
possible.
Just before we went on the air this morning, we were talking about Gordon Liddy and Watergate.
Yep.
Okay? And think about all of the things. Think about JFK. Think about all of the government conspiracies. It's not beyond the government to go, we don't like this person, how do we get them gone?
Yep. And they have the power,
and who do we have to pay
the resources.
Yes.
The government is so big, it is very dangerous. You're right. I think there's something.
And how dangerous is it when administrations can weaponize our Department of Justice, which is should be beyond reproach, to go against political opposition? Because it can happen on both sides of the aisle. We've seen it history.
Well, it has. Yeah. Look at how many times. It's crazy.
And just think about this. I've had this kind of belief for, I don't know, a decade or so, that no matter who gets elected in, it kind of gets pushed as to who will get elected. And then once they sit in the seat, there's this golden book that gets opened up to them. And it says, this is what you will do for the next 4 years. And if you're a good person, we'll do it again for another 4 years for you. And then you get a guy like Trump in there who opens up the golden book and says, yeah, chuck that in the trash can. You know, it's really kind of got me thinking. I hate to think this stuff, but
I don't want to be so blindfolded to think that it can't happen either.
I do believe that he wasn't supposed to win, and I do believe that there is a series of approvals processes that goes on in this country, and that our vote doesn't mean as much as we think it does. I was talking this last week with someone who is working with the Voter Integrity Project, and the voter registration in my city of Los Angeles is 144%, which seems pretty amazing considering 100% should be about as high as you can go, 100% of the population. So they have so much in voter fraud, people registering multiple names and birth dates at places like miniature golf courses. There is so much going on with this government that is officially deep state to ensure electoral wins that it wouldn't surprise me when there's a boo-boo and somebody gets elected that shouldn't.
There's always
been chiseling
and cheating in elections.
Yeah, they called it an insurance policy against Trump, which is
right. There was an FBI, FBI employee.
Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
Thank you very much. Where he texted her, we have an insurance policy.
Great. All right. 16 past the hour. There's the overview. I actually have a little to add to that, but we'll pause for a moment and then spend a little bit more time on the investigations. All right. This is the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn on the air. Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time!
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/16 through 5/23. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, now let's keep moving here on the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, the Department of Justice and the FBI investigating Cambridge Analytica, which sort of is part and parcel of all of this investigating stuff, isn't it? The investigation seems to focus on the political data firm's financial dealings. Investigators have questioned former employees and banks that work with this country, this company that's headquartered in England. They're shutting down this month, been accused of gathering data from 87 million Facebook users without their consent. How is this playing into? Why is the
it isn't connected to the to
some
the
people
Russia?
Think it is.
Well, I mean, certainly gathering all that information. These are the people that got Facebook in trouble. And certainly you could tie
it's political
into,
because the Trump the Trump campaign bought the data. They bought the reports. So that's why it went political. And they're also Cambridge Analytica also did the same thing with Brexit. So they've got Brexit and they've got a US election and they're in the crosshairs of both. That's why they went bankrupt essentially, because no one wants to work with them anymore.
Yeah.
They've lost all credibility.
Well, they got caught.
Well, yeah, they did. All right, speaking of getting caught, number two this week on the countdown, the North Korea meeting with South Korea and what's going on with the nuclear program there. Is it just so much hocus pocus, or is really Kim Jong-un serious about, how do you know what, people say, oh, this is what he means, that's what he means, how do you know what the guy is?
You don't even know what the inside of the country looks like, much less what is in the mind of Kim Jong-un.
Actually, yeah, you do. CBS and PBS have snuck
people in, yeah, you get a little glimpse. But I think what's happening is, at least if you listen to what the White House is saying that they have not been told that the meeting is canceled. They're still proceeding like it's going to happen on June the 12th. But President Trump gave Kim Jong-un sort of a dire warning. He said, look, while we may not take the Libya model, meaning Gaddafi in the ground, to represent what a deal with you would look like. Clearly, if you don't make a deal with us, then maybe that will be your future because we may have to go in and look for a regime change. So that was the threat made by the president, but they are kind of playing a game of good cop, bad cop with the administration. Mike Pompeo is going out there talking about the economic benefits to North Korea to come to the table. And then you have John Bolton and then President Trump who are kind of saying, look, you need to, if you don't come to the table, there will be repercussions.
You know, and this is brilliant. Trump hires a guy that's been on CNN for a year going, you should just blow North Korea up.
You talking about Bolton?
Bolton, yeah.
Bolton.
And then he brings him and puts him on staff, and Kim Jong Ding Dong is like, uh-oh.
What's he doing here?
And then the other thing you got to remember is this is not trying to deal with Iran, okay? It's not ideological. It's not religious. He wants a limo with a hot tub in the back.
Yeah.
All right. Trump knows how to deal with that guy.
21 after the hour. Talk Radio Review time.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now 23 and change after the hour here with our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Thanks to the help from the folks at Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. You can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, lots of insight into the number one format in the country. As a matter of fact, in Europe, the number one format in England is now Talk Radio. And in France, it is. In Italy, it is. In Spain, it is. I find that this is a completely unique American invention that, like so many other things, we've exported, much to the chagrin of some people who wish they didn't have to listen to this stuff on the radio in countries that are more organized than ours is. I think that's, is that a good way of putting it? Countries that are better organized, that is, they're more controlled. Media is more controlled in most other countries than it is here. They do have sort of freedom of speech. But remember, most countries don't have a constitution like ours.
Right.
And most countries do not recognize the freedom of speech. In England, for example, there is no constitution. You are subjects of the Queen.
Right.
And if the Queen says off with your head, guess where your head's going?
Or if the Queen says off with your tongue.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And so it is very interesting that talk radio has the top four slots, as a matter of fact. The talk sport people, London Broadcasting, the BBC, all of them have a great focus on talk. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, number three on our story list has to do with our relationship with China. How are the negotiations going in terms of trade? A lot of things are coming into the picture on this, Victoria, including a focus. This has not been well reported, but there's a big discussion going on over air pollution. Because whether you know it or not, the people in our administration who don't get a lot of credit, and I don't know that they deserve it. I give them credit where I think they deserve it. And in this circumstance, they do deserve some focus because they're trying to grind up the Chinese. Most of the pollution that happens in China, hello, where does it end up? On the west coast of America. Before, there's nothing to stop the, if you understand how the atmosphere works, the Chinese don't have any huge mountain ranges, especially in the eastern part. So the pollution blows out over the Pacific, blows across the Pacific, and doesn't really stop until it hits the Rocky Mountains. So all of the western states are getting the pollution that's left in the air that hasn't been filtered out by the atmosphere, and it isn't good. It's not healthy.
Yeah, Beijing has kind of that a little bit of an L.A. effect with the smog. It has that sort of a dip in the terrain where it's slightly, it just kind of hangs there. But beyond that, all the rest of their pollution, comes right over to America.
It's getting burned up when it hits Hawaii right now, but otherwise.
Yeah, right. Anything that goes over that, that's 10B on the list this week in terms of focus and attention. The violence that's coming out of this volcano, the gases, the ash that's coming out, the lava and how it's changing the construct of the Big Island, and the fact that it's still going on, and there is this weekend expected to be another, they're trying to measure this thing using traditional seismological data, and this volcano seems to be defying what other volcanoes seem to have done in terms of, okay, this is what happens if this happens and something else. Have you seen the helicopter shots flying over the volcano, look down into the hole
to
see what it looks like in that hole in the volcano? My God, it looks like the center of the earth has come to the surface of the earth. You look down there and you see what's going on in that hole. Wow.
You'd
be happy not to be around that.
I want to meet a person who is a real estate agent that sells houses on this thing, because I've heard probably no less than five stories of my house got destroyed, I just finished paying it off and have no insurance now, or my mom just sold her house in the States, in the continental States, and moved out here for her retirement home, and it's destroyed. You bought a house on a volcano.
Same thing as buying a house on the coast.
Right.
Any coast, north, south, east, or west.
You have to know at any moment it can go.
28 past the hour.
In today's automotive update, we tested 26 vehicles at the Ridge Motorsports Park in Shelton, Washington, to find out which was the best SUV, CUV, and truck option on the market. The overall winner of the compact and midsize segment was the new Jeep Wrangler. It also was the winner of the extreme category and the best vehicle we tested overall. The Wrangler has been around since 1941 and is America's off-road vehicle. Jeep have built an entire brand around the Wrangler and now has multiple models and new vehicles coming in the near future. To see the tests, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect heater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night. And for
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right, it's 34 at the hour now on the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side, discussing some of the things that are in the story list from Talkers Magazine. I noticed that the European Union, you were talking about the China trade negotiations, and one of the things that is part and parcel of this is air pollution. For those of you who haven't followed or don't know, the European Union itself is suing six of its member states over illegal levels of air pollution. That would be Germany, Britain, France, Hungary, Italy, and Romania. I got their warnings because a lot of
Romania.
Nitrogen. Who's your what?
Romania.
Yeah.
Think well, about nitrogen, all the diesel engines and all the old stuff. Oh, yeah.
Nitrogen dioxide, which is an aftermath of diesel pollution, in a manner of speaking. It's the little particles of nitrogen that get into the air from diesel. We have eliminated. This is part of the, this is a bit of the scandal that Volkswagen and Audi have found themselves in. the amount of diesel. There's two sides to this coin. Diesels are really very productive in that they give you much more mileage per gallon than a gasoline-powered car or a truck. But the other side of it is the oil that is used, gasoline, diesel fuel, all of it comes from oil. So the diesel fuel is less refined, and by definition, hopefully this isn't too complex, but basically what we're talking about is oil that hasn't been as refined as gasoline. Therefore, there are more, by definition, particulates that are left in it that won't burn, and they go out the tailpipe. So they set themselves up for failure, in a manner of speaking, because they apply the same rigor to diesel-powered engines as they do gas engines, and they're not capable of, they're capable of a lot of things, including getting better mileage, so you use less of it, but there's always, with a give, there's a take. And in this circumstance, the exchange is that the pollutants that come out of the tailpipe are a little more difficult to get rid of in the atmosphere than what comes out of regular fossil fuel gasoline-powered cars. So now they're trying to chase around to get these levels low. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Spain have been warned already because of the pollution that their cars are spewing out. And they say, European Union says 75,000 premature deaths happen as a result of this. Well, you know what? There are probably 750,000 premature deaths that happen because of smoking. Have you ever gone to Europe and taken stock of how many people in all these countries are puffing and puffing and puffing away?
Yeah.
And so, and not to say that air pollution from cars is good, or that it ought to be just, you know, let it go by the wayside. But the kinds of things that are taken.
Well, it's not just cars, too. It's like factories and things like that. There's so many other things.
That's why I was surprised at Romania, because, you know, Spain, Germany, France are all industrial countries, Italy. Mm-hmm. So when you said Romania, I was like, it doesn't seem like they would have as much manufacturing as these other bigger
countries. No, the Eastern European countries don't really. But anyway,
if you think about it, though, you know who else should be on that list? And I know it's not part of the EU, but if it was bigger and over in Europe, Cuba would be probably numero uno on that pollution list. Because if you people, they have such a high rate of lung cancer. And you're right, Doug, smoking obviously is a contributing factor. But there's just the smog and the air quality in Cuba. It's horrific because they've got all those old 1950s American cars they haven't been able to get American car parts for, and so they've got these cheap Russia-made car parts, and it's just it's you can see thick black smoke coming out of every car.
Isn't it funny?
It's awful.
Yeah, the other day I was riding down the road, and this truck in front of me was just spewing out black smoke.
Yeah,
and
the injectors are fouled up.
Yeah,
when that happens, the injectors are.
But it's shocking to you when you see a car spew out dark smoke. Like before, it used to be everywhere, but now it's like you see one, and you're like, oh my God.
In 2018, it freaks you out. But in Cuba, that's every car.
Right. Yeah, if you look at some of the old movies, the old cars from the 30s and 40s, they all spewed out that kind of stuff, because that's what exhaust by definition was. And now you're right. Every time you go down, if you see anything at all, the trucks that spew out the stuff because the injectors are not
you're
working
not
properly
in
a diesel engine, we're not used to it, or a car that has a valve problem that's using a lot of oil and the blue smoke comes out of it, you don't see much of that anymore either.
Like all of your tractors on your farm.
No, mine.
Well, even my brother has a 68 Chevelle, and even his car, he's rebuilt the engine and he's done a lot of things on it. So his car runs so much cleaner than it would have originally in 1968. So
Same with
Cuba
being 67 Bronco.
Right, which is a beautiful car. Every time I see that picture, Rich, I'm like, God, that's gorgeous. I would drive that in a heartbeat. But when you look at the pictures of these cars, like these beautiful old 57 Chevys stuck in Cuba with these with the black smoke coming out of it, it's just, it freaks you out in 2018.
There's sort of hypocrisy here, though, the Europeans chasing each other around. The most expensive and most polluting cars in the world are made in Europe. The Bentley, the Rolls Royce. You know how much stuff goes out the tailpipe of those things with five,
seven? How
many
of those are on the road, though?
I know.
Yeah,
I mean,
not
it
many.
Still is. It's still one of those.
For every Bentley, there's 50 smart cars or 100 smart cars.
Let's hope so. The one other thing that sort of is a sideshow here is Iran. when talking about what's going on in conversation on news talk radio stations around the country. The business of what is being done to sort of bring them into line, and whether or not the deal that we had with Iran was good or bad, whether it should be killed or not. I thought it was interesting, as long as we stick with Russia for a second, a number of the people in the European Union have resisted, in fact, gotten angry at President Trump this week because he's trying to prohibit companies based in Europe from doing business in Iran because of the newly reimposed sanctions. And they said, screw you, we're not going to do what you want us to do, basically. Even his pal Emmanuel Macron of France is not for what the president has done.
I think the only exception that Trump has real power over is Airbus, because they still have 10% of their business done
in America.
So they're going to have to pull out that 10%. Jobs will be lost, but they're not going to turn down that Boeing contract that Boeing's not going to honor anymore, so can't honor.
Right.
But I think that's the only case that Trump really can bully someone into doing that.
Right. They have an old fleet of the national airline. They don't have private airline.
There you go.
They have a national airline.
Come on.
All right. Okay. So.
Sorry.
Next, the let's see. Where are we here? The embassy in Jerusalem, and it's an interesting. All the countries that are moving, they aren't well-known countries. They're not big countries yet. But I think this week, didn't we hear three or four
Guatemala?
We're moving, some Central American countries moving their embassies to Jerusalem. This is much ado about nothing, by the way. This is nothing but sheer politics. This has nothing to do with reality. This is all the politics of the Israelis versus Hamas. It's one, not 90%, 100%.
Define
bogus.
This for me, the actual reaction to?
The reaction to it, Richie. The reaction is more made-up theater, made-up foolishness, so that the folks at Hamas can get more contributions from people who hate the Jews and just want to do everything they can to push the Israelis into the ocean, which is never going to happen, but we can make a lot of money. Remember, Arafat, when he died, Arafat was the first leader of Hamas and the PLO. He died with $5 billion in the bank. Where did Arafat get $5 billion? You don't think trading on fear and hate is big business and good business? It sure as heck is. You consider the number of companies that are run by people who hate the Jews, and just, you know, multiply it, whatever, out as far as you want. There's big money in this kind of stuff over there, and that's why it's all shook up, and it's going to continue. The violence will continue as long as there's so much money to be made in fear-mongering and hatred. And that's basically
hopefully
what you got.
The people
on both sides. Well, you'd like to think.
Pushed around like pawns.
Yeah, you would like to think that would be the case. More conversation about a hot hit or two as we have time. Chronic sleep loss may hasten the onset of several diseases. A lot of studying this week about how aging affects your sleep. Perhaps something you ought to pay attention to. That is the quality of your pillow, the quality of your mattress, the quality of your rest. My suggestion is that you order new MyPillows for everybody. All the beds in the house, if you haven't replaced them with MyPillows, now's the time for you to do it, because there's a great special for pillows for the price of two. And for the next week through Memorial Day, when you go to, if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, find out how, if you are a present or past serviceman or a woman, that you can be thanked for your service by saving additionally the Memorial Day sale at MyPillow, thanking you for your service. This offer is not available anywhere else, certainly not in retail stores. So in order to get the benefit of it, if you're in the service, take advantage of the special deals, not only on pillows, but everything that they have in the catalog, which you can see by going to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Save lots of money on pillows, bedding, mattresses, especially if you're a member of any of the service organizations. Go to MyPillow.com.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. post a job in minutes, set up screener questions based on your job requirements, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
It's spring. Time to grab your bike, watch baseball, and plant something green. Speaking of green, spring's also the perfect time to refresh your finances. To jumpstart your spring savings, you can now get 50% more data when you switch to Net10 Wireless. Enjoy 30-day plans with unlimited talk, text, and the first 6 gigabytes of high-speed data for only $40 a month. Or the first 3 gigabytes of high-speed data for just $35 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. This limited-time offer is available from May 15 through August 15, 2018. With more high-speed data, you can easily keep track of your expenses by downloading budgeting apps on your smartphone, scheduling calls with a financial advisor, or setting alerts to monitor spending. Net10 Wireless lets you keep your network and your number and offers a variety of unlimited talk, text, and data plans to fit your needs with no contracts or hidden fees. For more information and ways to save this spring, visit net10wireless.com.
All right, so the other items here that are hot buttons, the royal wedding, obviously, in the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine that we're reviewing here.
What? Sorry.
On the talk radio guy. Well, listen, Richie, not everybody is a bloke like you.
And a friend of mine, she's a Brit, and it's a huge deal to them.
Oh, yeah, of course it's a huge deal. Look at all the American networks that are over there doing such scintillating conversations.
I'm telling you.
How does the Queen wave? What else, Victoria, did we hear this week that was being discovered by American news media over there? Scintillating conversations about what the royals have for dessert on Palm Sundays and whatever the hell.
Well, to me, I always laugh at the memorabilia. So they've been selling out for the last couple of weeks of plates with Harry and Meghan on them, and teacups and salt and pepper shakers and butter dishes and like everything you can think. Tea
but
towels
never
are really
king
big over there.
Unless
it doesn't
Charles
matter though.
Dies.
It doesn't even matter. It's Fergie and what's his name. They had a big wedding too, and people are still interested. And he was never going to be king. But you've got the Diana connection now, and you know it's so emotional for the British people and for people around the world too who love Diana and remember seeing those two boys walking in back of her casket, and that's something that. You know, that's burned in
story.
People's brains.
It's like what they do with the Super Bowl now. They tell the story, and that's why it's so huge.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he's marrying an American who's biracial. There's a lot of extra stuff in there, too.
And an actress to boot. Wow, he's
right.
Okay,
yeah.
Sports betting and the Supreme Court ruling on opening the floodgates. This is going to be a lot of money for a lot of different concerns, not only the sports betting parlors. Radio and television will benefit from the advertising that comes out of it. What else?
Oh, yeah. Well, Mark Cuban said this week that that franchises were going to be much more valuable.
Yeah.
And so that's, of course, you know, as a team owner, that's what he looks at, too. So it seems to just be good for everybody all around.
Yep. And the passing of Tom Wolfe, the author, and Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane in the Superman films, passing away, that was a large, certainly, conversation about it and what they meant to. Isn't that interesting what people like that mean to our sense of selves, in a manner of speaking? 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Aha! You know what this is, Richie?
Oh, absolutely.
It's very interesting. Chuck Curry is here. We're playing the theme from 24. There has long been speculation that there would be a movie that was based on the 24 series. And then the rumor started the day after ABC announced it was canceling Designated Survivor. Gee, Fox announced that they started to look into reviving 24. I wonder...
I got more of an update for you. You know, we both spoke the other day about Designated Survivor getting canceled on ABC and how much we love 24 and Keith Sutherland might be available to come back to do 24 on the Fox Network. But according to reports yesterday, producers of Designated Survivor are in negotiations with Netflix to revive the show, which is a good possibility. It'll happen. Although the ratings in the U.S. Were down, overseas, this is a very viable property. Designated Survivor is very popular, so I think there'll most likely be a deal.
Part of that is that he is very popular overseas. If you look at his schedule, now that they've finished shooting for the season, Designated Survivor, as soon as that was over, the next week he started a tour which lasts all summer until they would start filming again for fall. He's every night in a different location in America and in Europe. If you look at that schedule, Victoria, you've seen the schedule. I don't know whether we posted it or not, but we've looked at it because we were talking to Kiefer about coming on the radio program to talk about his tour. But he has a full slate of over a month in various European cities. The 24 franchises, so popular in Europe and around the rest of the world. Remember when I went to Israel that time with Greg Grunberg and Chloe, who's Mary, what's her name? Marianne Reichklub. She played Chloe. It was like it was a mob scene because they went after her because of her being in 24. It was one of the most popular shows ever to air in Israel. So he has fantastic cachet.
So here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. This is just my gut feeling. I have a feeling Jack Bauer is going to remain in that foreign jail, and we're never going to see him again, though. I don't know.
I think they could figure out a way to bring him back.
I hate to see that show end like that because I like that. I loved, actually, that last season when they brought it back. I thought it was really high-quality stuff.
It was good.
Some of the best stuff they've ever done on that show, which we both love.
Well, let's see what happens. All right, so, I was thinking maybe there was a movie. There's always been, if there was a movie, you could see Jack Bauer in the movie, because they could
shoot it in the off-season. They tried, after 24 left the air, they tried to bring the property to the big screen. Producers wanted $100 million plus. The studio was only willing to fork out like 50 or 60, and then they talked about intertwining the character of Jack Bauer with Bruce Willis's John McClane in one feature film. I thought that would really work and would have been an awesome idea to cultivate, but it never materialized. So now we're somewhat in limbo on the 24 property.
Well,
although
they do say
they are going to revive it in some form, there'll probably be another spinoff, and we'll see where it goes.
You know how silly it is? You see the crap that's being produced as movies and put out, and to then think that you could have the quality of something like a 24 and whether it's McClane and Bauer together in some way, but the quality of that and the story built around it versus some of the crap that's around now that passes for movies. Oy.
Here's the question,
but the idea of doing a John McClane Jack Bauer movie is very viable because 20th Century Fox owns both properties, so it wouldn't be hard to orchestrate if they really wanted to do it.
Is Kiefer Sutherland forever now known only as Jack Bauer because he comes out with some really pretty good television shows, and they're two seasons and done.
Mm.
The numbers show he had with the kid, really good, done.
He was always a respected actor in movies. Having said that, he really became a megastar off the Jack Bauer role in 24. So it shows you that certain actors just have more viability either in movies or on television, sometimes not both.
All right, what do we have this weekend, Chucker?
Opening this weekend is the sequel to Deadpool with Ryan Reynolds, expected to have a $138 million opening weekend. That would be a record for an R-rated film. The first one opened at $132. Very popular. I got to be honest with you, not my cup of tea. I just loves me the wrong way. Not a big fan, but it has a huge fan base. Also opening is Book Club.
That looks cute.
Stars Jane Fonda and Diane Keaton.
And
Mary Steenburgen and Candace Bergen.
Thank you. That looks like...
I had to get in here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. 59 past the hour. Thanks, Chucker.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.